This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about the upcoming winter programs coming up at the Tecumseh Parks and Recreation. So happy to have the director here with me, Sarah Gilmore. And Sarah, so good to have you back on the program once again.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure, and thanks for letting us share what we're up to.
Well, when do the programs actually start for the winter programming?
Yeah, we're going to start off running right away in January. So to one of our first ones that we start always at the just after the first of the year is for our littles, our 3 and 4 year olds. We call this one Sports for Squirts.
I love it.
Yeah. It's for those little squirts, those little ones that might have a little bit of energy that needs to be burned off.
Sure.
And so we offer that, and that'll happen January 7th, 8th, and 9th at the A.J. Smith Rec Center in Tecumseh. And we do this as like a sports sampler. It's their half-hour sessions, because that's about all that age can do.
Yep.
And so we'll have fun trying out soccer and basketball and baseball. You know, they'll shoot into hoops. They'll, you know, shoot at goals. They'll run bases indoors and things like that. So this is always a fun one for us to be able to offer and get those 3 and 4 year olds through the door. They have a lot of fun with it.
So absolutely.
We're looking forward to that one. So if anyone would like to register for that, this is where the kids and their adults play together, because that's about an age where they're not quite sure about other adults yet. Mm-hmm, so we structure it where you come in and you work through stations with your kiddo and you play.
So what time of the day is that held?
Yeah, yep, that's going to be from 5:30 to 6 on those 3 days.
Okay.
So try and get you after work, but not too late. Mm-hmm. Try and keep those little ones on a schedule if we can, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So for those that are interested in looking for more information, give us a call. It's 517-423-5602. Or you can check out our website. It's TecumsehParksAndRec.RecDesk.com.
Okay.
So that's our 3 and 4 year olds coming up.
So what else do you have coming up then, Sarah?
Yeah, so we're really excited to keep this one going. We started this program in the summer called Kids Creative Workshops.
Oh, yes.
And this is really for those kids that aren't necessarily gravitating towards sports. They maybe express themselves or are interested in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And so our Kids Creative Workshop will be, it's once a month. And so our upcoming will be January 22nd from 6 to 7 p.m., and they will be doing weave painting. Our staff really gets excited and gets to be creative themselves about what they get to offer and what type of projects they want to do with the kiddos. And this is also best for ages, about 7 to 12 or so. And like I said, it's a one-hour program. Parents can stay if they'd like. If they'd like to drop their kids off, maybe get some groceries or, you know, do a couple other short errands and then get back, that's fine too. Our next one, like I said, January 22nd, and then also February 19th, we're going to do some sewing. So we're gonna give that a try, and they'll kind of create their own little stuffed animal. So
oh, nice!
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah,
that's
very
a great idea.
Very cute. And so we'll have lots of staff on hand for that one, of course. But that's something that you can pre-register for, and the cost with that one is $12 if you're a non-resident, or $10 if you're a City of Tecumseh resident.
Okay.
And you can sign up ahead of time. You can drop in. It's a little bit more flexible on that one. So definitely check out our kids' creative workshops. We've got a lot of different topics to keep them engaged and trying something new.
Yeah, exactly. I kind of like that idea, Sarah.
Yeah. Next up for us also, is we're kind of moving our way through the littles to more arts and crafts. Now we're moving back into sports for a little bit older kids.
Okay.
Our next thing that we're going to offer this January is girls lacrosse. So Lindsay Chase is a former Adrian College lacrosse player, and she works for the Tecumseh School District, and she is wanting to get back into coaching, and we're going to offer girls lacrosse program for ages, for grades, I should say, 5th through 8th.
Okay.
For those that maybe haven't played before or have played a little bit already and just want to keep playing, you know, the girls lacrosse and boys lacrosse are very different sports.
Oh, yes.
The rules are completely different. And so it's a great way for those girls that want to keep playing and actually get more comfortable and familiar with the girls game specifically.
Sure.
I'm really excited. You know, this is someone that knows the game really well. Yeah. And so this is a great opportunity. January 22nd, it's going to be like a mini camp. It's a one day, and it'll be from 6:45 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the A.J. Smith Rec Center. We'll have sticks available to borrow if anyone needs to. And like I said, this is great for newcomers or those that have been already playing lacrosse and just want to kind of maybe move toward the girls specific.
Now, if they have their own sticks, can they bring them there?
Absolutely. Yeah, okay. Please do. Please bring your own sticks if you have them. If you don't, we'll certainly have some girls sticks to borrow.
Okay.
We don't want that to be a barrier for anybody that wants to play. Yeah. So girls lacrosse, kind of more of a middle school age group that'll be offering. And then now we're going to shift more into third, fourth graders.
Okay.
And we've got our floor hockey that's coming up. Every year we do our floor hockey program. I don't think there's anything else like it in the county, which is kind of fun. And it's always a blast. The kids love it. You know, we usually do it, like I said, January or February. So, it's still cold. It's still dark. You can't really get outside that much.
Yeah,
so this is a fun one for them to come in. If you have shin guards, definitely want to wear those. And that program will happen for ages 8 to 11 on Tuesdays from January 14th to February 4th. So it's about 4 weeks, Tuesday only. And that one will run 6:40 to 7:40 p.m. at the A.J. Smith Rec Center.
Okay.
So we do have an offering for the younger ones, 5 to 7, but that one's pretty close to full.
No kidding, already.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wonderful.
Okay. Yes,
wonderful.
That's great.
So I will say that's one that usually goes pretty fast, as you can see,
sure.
Just because the kids and parents are excited about that one, and it's just something a little bit different.
Yeah, that's cool. All righty, we go from there to our next one.
Yeah, so we have plenty of kids offerings. Again, this is just a quick sample of what we're offering for kids. There's more that we're offering, so please be sure to check out our website to come see parksandrec.recdesk.com. Stop in the A.J. Smith Rec Center or give us a call, 517-423-5602. So like I said, lots of other kids offerings coming, but I also want to talk a little bit about our adult offerings.
Sure.
I think our staff has done a really nice job of trying to figure out and offer a variety of other things. So coming up for adults here in January, February, and March, we're going to do a program called Coffee with a Naturalist. And we've done this for the last couple of years. And you really pull up a chair, grab a hot cup of coffee, and it's a more of a natural discussion series. So we look at different ecological topics that's connected to our Great Lakes home. So it could be, as close to home as Lake Erie or here in the county, or it could be kind of a larger ecological issue or topic or animal or something,
Sure.
just kind of place-based, making it something connected close to home.
Yeah.
So that's a really great one for folks to join us. Those are Tuesday mornings. We'll do January 7th and 21st. So it'll be every other week at 10 a.m. at the A.J. Smith Rec Center. Feel free to bring your own coffee or tea if you'd like, but we'll also provide it for you. For those that also are maybe interested in doing a little bit more arts and expressing themselves that way, we're offering a program called Adult Canvas and Cocoa.
Oh.
So you'll get your own canvas, and one of our staff will walk you through a step-by-step seasonal masterpiece that you can either gift or keep and decorate at home with your own stuff. So, again, it's guided. It's step-by-step. You don't have to have any painting experience or, if you're like me, have any artistic ability at all.
It's like zilch here, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd be interested in a step-by-step, very clear directions. all the materials, and including aprons, right, to keep yourself nice and clean. Because, again, if you're like me, you will make a mess.
Yeah.
those will be provided. That'll be Tuesday, January 14th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the A.J. Smith Rec Center. And that's going to be $20 per person. But again, you get, a 12x16 canvas that you're going to create and that guided instruction to. And of course, don't forget that cocoa.
Yes.
Nice hot.
Yeah,
hot,
that's a nice little added
hot chocolate,
into it.
Right?
Yes.
So with those, though, again, those are kind of less sport offerings, but of course we always have our sports offerings coming up too.
Yeah.
We've got two volleyball leagues. I feel like in the last 10 years, volleyball has really, really grown here in Lenawee County. So we're offering a competitive league and also a recreational league. So
good.
Yeah. For those that maybe want to play a little bit harder or can still play a little bit harder, you can play in the competitive league. For those that are just interested in, you know, having a night out with friends and, you know, staying moving and just kind of having a good time, we have a rec league as well.
Yeah.
Those will be for us. Those will happen on Sunday afternoons, starting in January and running through February. But again, they'll be slightly different times, so those leagues aren't happening concurrently. But
right.
Take a look at our website, of course. Give us a call. And we only have a limit of 6 teams for those. So if you're interested, get some friends together and definitely sign up early.
And don't delay on that one.
Yeah. No, those are coming. Those are coming fast.
Yeah.
And, of course, we'll also offer our indoor adult cornhole league. That's also been a fun one. Yet again, just another way to do something indoor.
Yeah.
But you're out of the house.
Yes. You know, yes. You know, and be with other people and, you know, and have some fun at the same time, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I will say there's also offerings at our rec center, of course, our daily schedule that has, you know, jazzercise, cardio drumming, senior fitness classes, adult walking during the day. There's line dancing. I mean, we have a lot going on in throughout the day. And these are just highlighting some of our one-off evening specialty programs.
And you do such a wonderful job on that, too. And I have to say, before I forget, that you got a great compliment from former Mayor Jack Baker. When we talked with him on Viewpoint, he talked up so greatly, so highly of you and your staff, of what a great programs that you've been able to provide and have been providing at the Tecumseh Parks and Recreation. So coming from Jack Baker, that's pretty good.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. I will say for our staff, you know, it's about being a part of the community, and if you're doing community well, you're it's not just a noun, right? It's a verb. It's something that you're doing.
Yes.
And so being able to provide that, not only just for our Tecumseh community, but anyone in the county or even outside the county, please come.
Please come
and enjoy. We welcome you, and we hope to see you at the A.J. Smith Rec Center sometime soon.
Were there any others that you needed to mention before we close things out?
I guess it depends how much time you have.
Oh.
But it might. With that, it probably would be best, I think, for folks to visit our website and stop in, grab a calendar, talk to our staff. We're excited about what we're offering, and like I said, hope to see you at the A.J. Smith Rec Center sometime this winter.
Let's repeat the website once again, Sarah.
You bet. It's TecumsehParksAndRec.RecDesk.com. And then, of course, our phone number is 517-423-5602.
All right. Excellent. As always, Sarah, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. And keep up the great work. You know, having you coming in and talk about these different programs, I think it's just wonderful and such a jewel that we have with the Tecumseh Parks and Recreation, offering so much for all the people in not only the city of Tecumseh, but the Tecumseh area as well, too. So
all are welcome.
Yeah, that's great. Sarah, thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
We'll talk again real soon about some more things coming up at Tecumseh Parks and Rec.
Can't wait.
All right, neither can I. This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.